You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast, encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. It's time to rise above the chaos. It's time to rise above the fears concerning tomorrow. You are victorious in Christ. No matter what comes your way, no matter what you face, you are victorious in Him. No matter what happens to you, no matter what you face, even if the worst of your fears should come true, you're victorious. Even if everything around you is shaken, even if everyone speaks against you, even if the world were to come against you, you would still be victorious. Even in death, the believer is victorious. I want to read a portion of Scripture to you. And as you hear this portion of Scripture, I want you to let the Holy Spirit allow your faith to soar. Listen to these powerful words. This is Romans chapter 8. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 31. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since He did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for His own? No one, for God Himself has given us right standing with Himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And He is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the Scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, I love that, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a powerful promise that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Now, I want you to realize that God is all-powerful. And we say such things, God is all-powerful, God is all-knowing. There's no one like our God. But knowing something or acknowledging something is very different from truly appreciating something. You can know the truth that God is all-powerful, but have you ever really stopped to appreciate that truth? God is all-powerful. There is no one on earth persuasive enough to convince Him to do the opposite of what He has declared in His Word. There is no army strong enough to be able to force God to do anything against His will. There is nothing, there is no one. There is nothing in this world. There is no one in this world. There is nothing in this universe. There is no one in this universe. In all of reality, there is nothing and there is no one that could get God to depart from the promise of His Word. God is all-powerful, and God's will is inevitable. Now, think about the fact that God, who is all-powerful, who can speak and cause anything He desires, who can simply think a thought and the imaginations of His heart become the basis for all reality. Think about this genius mind, this all-powerful being, unstoppable, eternal. This all-powerful being loves you with an everlasting love. So God is not just able to do for you, He is willing to do for you. Now, I am not saying by any means that all of Christianity and everything that we should believe culminates to the idea that God does things for us, nor should we be given to the idea that we serve God simply for what He can do for us. My only point is this, that an all-powerful God loves you with an all-powerful love, that an everlasting God loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you, and nothing can separate you from that love. Nothing can happen to you that would ever cause you to be separated from that love. So you are victorious in all things. Yes, in all things. Whatever you're facing, whatever the trouble, whatever the trial, financial difficulty, perhaps you're facing a sickness, perhaps your family is falling apart, perhaps your marriage is falling apart, perhaps things are not going as you had hoped they would go. You may feel like everyone is against you. You may feel like the system is against you. You may feel like people all around hate you. You may feel like you're never given a chance, like you're always overlooked. But I can tell you this, in all things, you are victorious in Him. You may say everything and everyone is against me. You may say I don't have what it takes. You may say everything always goes wrong. I can't get ahead. But no matter what, you are victorious in all things. You see, our confidence comes in knowing that God in heaven has given Himself to us and that we are given to Him. Our confidence comes in knowing that God has promised something, and when God promises that thing, there is nothing that can break that promise. So long as you're living in obedience, so long as you're walking in holiness, so long as you're walking according to the word and the will of God, you have nothing to fear. You don't need to fear man. You don't need to look to man. You don't need to fear demonic powers. You don't even need to acknowledge them when you have victory over them. I'm not afraid of people. When I speak the truth according to what the word of God reveals, and it does not scare me when I listen to the opinions of people. They can think whatever they want of me. When I think of demonic powers, I acknowledge, yes, they exist. I acknowledge, yes, they can bring harm to people's lives. I acknowledge, yes, that they actually work in this world. But I am not frightened by demonic powers. Why? Because God is for me. If God is for me, who or what could ever be against me? It's time to rise above it all. It's time to rise above the chaos. It's time to rise above worldly concern. It's time to rise above the circumstances that you're facing. I travel often, and whenever we run into turbulence on an airplane, the pilot will raise to a higher altitude. And as he adjusts to a higher altitude, we begin to go above the turbulence. Perhaps you're in some turbulent times. Perhaps you're facing some bumps on the road. Maybe there is a shaking. Maybe there is something that's causing you fear. Or perhaps you feel like you just can't get ahead, like everyone is against you, like things just don't work in your favor. It is impossible to keep down the victorious believer. Hear me when I say this. It's impossible to keep down the victorious believer. I need to be rid of this victim mindset. We must be rid of the victim mindset that tells us that we cannot rise above it all when we can. For if God is for us, who can be against us? We must, like that airplane, rise above the turbulence. Let the shaking, let the movement, let the chaos fall beneath you. As you rise and embrace your identity in Him, I want to tell you something. Now, I know preachers are often criticized for telling you, as some would say, too much about God's love. Or they'll say, we hear too much about victorious living. And I'm not necessarily against that kind of preaching. Of course, we should have balance in all things, and there should be a balance of the truths that we preach. But I know that someone needs to hear this right now, that you are victorious in Him. Don't look with the eyes of the natural. Look in the eyes of the Spirit, where God Himself will vindicate you, where God Himself will fight your battles, where God Himself will validate you, where God Himself will open doors that people have tried to shut on you. Victorious living, rise above it all. It is impossible to think like a victim when I look to the truth of God's Word. When I look to the truth of God's Word, I find that in fact I am victorious in all things, for nothing can separate me from the love of God. I talk to too many Christians with that victim mindset. I ask them, how are you doing? They say, oh, you know, I'm fighting the fight, just struggling to be in it, just doing my best. And everything is about the fight. Everything is about the struggle. Everything is about how hard it is. And yes, we acknowledge that there are very real trials. But believer, we must recognize that even in the midst of the worst that we can face, we are victorious. Why are we victorious? It's because we have the love of God despite it all. That love of God in us is the victory. If we have nothing but the love of God, we are victorious. If we have nothing but the love of God, we are victorious. Don't be so caught up with the cares of this world that you fail to recognize your position in Christ. Stop thinking like the defeated believer. Stop thinking like you'll never overcome that sin. Stop thinking like the enemy is always going to outsmart you. Stop thinking like things are never going to work out because you have victory in Him. I know this is a simple message, but it's something that the Lord told me to speak to you because you need to hear it. You have victory in Christ, even if we should face death, even if we should face persecution, even if they should mock us, even if they should come against us, even if everyone should work against us, we're victorious. Hear me now when I say it to you. You're victorious in Him. You're a child of God. You belong to Him. Victory is yours. You can rise above it all. I know we criticize preachers for these types of messages, but we need to also hear this truth. You can be victorious in Him. Whatever your background, you can be victorious in Him. Whatever your circumstance, you can be victorious in Him. Whatever your impossible situation, you are victorious in Him. See yourself as God sees you. His beloved, think about what the scripture says here, that no one can accuse us. Why? Because God Himself has given us right standing with Himself. Who will condemn us? No one. Because Christ Jesus died for us. He died for us, and He was raised to life for us. And He sits at the right hand of the Father pleading for us. We have God on our side. If God is for you, who can be against you? No one. You are victorious in Him because He loves you.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.